Monday night, Oral Yud Kislev. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Next week, we're starting Chanukah. Maybe we'll start from the middle of Hilchos Chanukah. Because if you start at the beginning, you never seem to krich arois in that first paragraph, which tells the whole story. But meanwhile, we're learning about ribbis and different forms of ribbis in Siman Samach A, 65. And we're up to Sif Ches. In Sif Zion, we said to say, I lend you and you'll lend me. Okay, now we're up to Sif Ches. Sorech HaMalva Lizor. A Malva always has to be careful. A person who lent money to someone else has to be careful. Shelo Lehonos Min Halova Shelo Midaitoi Kozman Shema Osa Biyodo. As long as the loan is outstanding, he can't feel free to help himself. Let's say he wants to help himself. In the example that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, he's helping himself to use the guy's, to borrow things from him. Shalomi Daito, he says, he owes me money, I'll use his pen is here. Something he maybe wouldn't have done otherwise, he's not allowed to do it now, it's ribbis. Kozman Shema Osa Biyodo. Now he says, Afilu B'dover Shehoya Osa Lo Afim Lohu Vohu, even in something that he would have done anyway. Why? Because he didn't, he might have lent it to him, he would have lent it to him, probably, even if he wouldn't have lent him the money. But Shekiva Shanena Shelo Bershuso, but by using it without permission, Nires Yesomech Olov, so it looks like it has the appearance that he's benefiting because of the loan. Shebishvil Ma'osov Shebiyodo Yimcholo. Normally not to use something if someone else is without permission, it's Gzela. So Shlomi does. So if he walks himself over and he helps himself to the other guys, whatever, because he lent the money, so then it's like it's ribbis. You know, if he's so sure that because I lent the money, he won't bother me. He'll let me do it. I will lament him, he may not be died though, but if he allows me to take it, then it's mutter if it's something he taka would have done anyway.
How do you know?
If you don't know, you can't do it. But most things you know. The guy give me a ride. I lent him money, and now he's outside and he offers me a ride. So I know he would have offered me a ride anyway.
Based on intention?
Yes. But it's based on also, I don't know what you mean by intention.
I'm offering you a drink right now.
I don't think it's based on intention. If you would normally offer him a drink no matter what, and now you intend to do it because...
You got a bottle of scotch.
Oh, so that's the point. No, that's how you're not allowed to do. But this is an important halacha, because this always comes up. I lent the guy money to print the sefer place, and now he wants to take me on a trip. He wants to take me on a trip. His family's taking a trip, Chalamoid. And he says, I want to show my appreciation. I would take him on the trip. And he wouldn't have taken him on the trip otherwise. And Mamish also. Mamish, you can't do it. But if he does it, then you can do it if it's something that he would have done anyway. You should avoid, it shouldn't be a public thing, because it certainly looks like ribbis. It looks like if you give him use of your swimming pool. He has a swimming pool in his house, and you let him come over and swim, so maybe that's the type of thing that's usher anyway, because it's befarhesia. But I don't know if it's really, the people would have to know you lent money. How would people know you lent money? Okay. So what we learn in Sif Ches, that you can't be Nene without his permission, even if it's something that he would have let you use anyway. Because since you're not allowed to use something, things without permission, so by using it without permission, you're like making a statement, oh, it's okay, I lent the money, he's not gonna get upset. So that's Asur, and even if it's something he would have done anyway, But if he did do it knowingly, if he does me a favor, gives me a ride, lends me his tools, lends me his car. So then, and he's doing it with foreknowledge.
Anyway.
Then it depends if he would have done it anyway or not. If he would have done it anyway, if you took his car without permission, so even if he would have lent you his car anyway, it's also. Because since it's also for you to take his car without permission, by doing so in this situation, it's almost like you're declaring openly, hey, I lent him money, you're not going to bother me.
Even though that he would lend you the car anyway.
Yeah, but if you take it without permission, it's also. If he says, here, you can borrow my car, no problem, then it depends if he would have done it anyway or not. What about if he says, you were nice to me, you lent me money? That's already usur. I'm pretty sure. He doesn't talk about that case, but if he says, you know, you were nice to me, let me be nice back to you, I'll lend you my car, then it becomes automatically usur. Another example, if the lover would not say even good morning, something as simple as that, he wouldn't greet him in the morning.
But that happens in partnerships. In certain partnerships where you have one guy who's put most of the money, and they're partners for a long time, and he just keeps putting money in the company, he's doing favors.
This is a question, it might not be a loan. It might be an investment into the business. It might be.
The guy's being even nicer to him because.
I don't know. You know, it might be also. I don't want to whitewash it. It might be also. Yeah, it depends how it's structured.
But they're used to it. They're used to that connection.
I don't know what you're describing. If you're doing it directly because he lent you money, it's also. If they have like a business relationship and they just became friends over the years, so even if the friendship was spawned by constant loans, but probably mutter, like it's just the way they hooked up. But now they're just friends. L'chora, I mean, you may have to ask, a shaila may have to be asked. It's not poshut. I mean, it may be poshut, but maybe. Halacha more often than not is dependent on subtleties, and one word could change a whole halacha from mutter to asur and back again. You could say it the right way, it's good. Say it the wrong way, it's not there. Im lo haya lo v'rogel lahaktim l'mal v'shalom b'ba'am acher asur lahaktim lo, you can't even say hello. Asur l'chabdo b'edekidu b'beis hachneses. If he's a gabbai, you can't. Oh no, I mean, you can't buy an aliyah for him. Right? You can't buy an aliyah for him. If he lends you money, you can't show your appreciation by buying him an aliyah. Unless you have done it in the past. Even if it's just words. Now the question is, oh wait. But talking about if he lent you money. Oh, you're talking about that.
A guy buys a guy a Shabbos aliyah, and in return, he buys him a.
No, it's not a loan. You had no obligation.